This is Adam Hannon, Senior Warden at Akalani's Fellowship Lodge No. 480 in Lafayette, California. And this is the June 2019 Trestle Board. From the East, a message from Worshipful Robert S. Strohmeyer. And now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three. But the greatest of these is charity. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. Fraternal greetings from the East, my brethren. June is Masonic Homes Month in California. Our Masonic homes in Covina and Union City stand as monuments to our Masonic principles of faith, hope, and charity. It is hard to overstate the tremendous good that our homes do for our seniors and the deserving youth who find refuge with us in their time of need. The homes aren't just providing some of the finest elder care anywhere in the world. They're leading the way in advanced memory care, creating amazing quality of life and cognitive retention for those suffering from Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia. They're reaching beyond the walls of the homes themselves to provide care to those who cannot, or simply don't yet need to, live at the homes themselves. Through Masonic Outreach Services and the Masonic Value Network, our homes provide valuable care services and referral capabilities to Masons and their widows up and down the state. By helping seniors and their loved ones find the best available in-home care, high-quality senior living communities, and affordable prescription medicines outside the Masonic homes, our charities are extending the breadth of Masonic giving in new and deeply meaningful ways. As a California Freemason, I'm intensely proud of the work our Masonic charities do to help those in need. I'm deeply moved by the constant work our brethren and the many dedicated staff members of our Grand Lodge and charitable organizations do every day. This month, I ask and hope that each of you will take some time to familiarize yourself with the work our California Masonic Foundation is doing. It's impossible not to be inspired by the good our fraternity is doing in the world, and that inspiration is powerful fuel to drive further giving and greater participation in our order. Please take a moment this month to consider how you can do more to support our charitable mission, either through gifts of money or time. It really is the heart of what Masonry is all about. Robert S. Bob Strohmeyer, Master. From Grand Lodge, a proclamation from Most Worshipful Stuart A. Wright. Grand Master's Proclamation. June 2019 is Masonic Homes Month. Freemasonry, the difference is you. Whereas, since our fraternity's founding, Masons have pledged to support our brothers and their wives, widows, and children in their hour of need, with food, shelter, a compassionate hand, an empathetic ear, and an open door. And, whereas, for more than 100 years, our Masonic Homes has been a testament to fraternal devotion, providing compassionate, relevant, and critical services to Masonic families. And, whereas that support endures through residential campuses in Union City and Covina, community relief from Masonic Outreach Services, and mental health services from the Masonic Center for Youth and Families. Now, therefore, as Grand Master, I proclaim June 2019 as Masonic Homes Month in California. I ask all California Masons to contemplate how each of you can make a difference for our Masonic homes and its residents. I call upon all lodges to recognize the Masonic homes at the June stated meeting by celebrating our impact and ensuring brothers know how to access these critical resources. Please share the Masonic Assistance Line, 888-466-3642. And consider visiting the Masonic Homes campuses or sending greetings from your lodge to the brothers, wives, and widows who reside there. Most importantly, please make a gift to the California Masonic Foundation to ensure that our legacy of fraternal relief will endure. Our Masonic homes were built upon the efforts of our forefathers, who, like us, recognize the supreme importance of caring for the most vulnerable among us. Let us join together today to make a difference within our Masonic family by continuing their legacy of dignity and compassion. Sincerely and fraternally, Stuart A. Wright, Grand Master. Attested, Alan Caslow, Grand Secretary. From the West, a message from Senior Warden Adam J. Hannon. Planning for next year is well underway, and this past month we reached out to you for your input with our member survey. To those who took a few minutes to respond, thank you. If you haven't provided your input yet, no worries. Even though the survey is now closed, you can always drop me a note at srwarden@akalanisfellowship.com, and I'll be happy to add your insight to the results. While I'm still analyzing the data, I can share some general trends with you. First, almost half of the respondents say they were regulars to the lodge. That isn't particularly unexpected, but is a bit disappointing, since we'd love to hear from those brethren who don't attend so often, so we can give them more reasons to keep the rust off their working tools. Those who weren't regulars either attend once or twice a year, live too far away to attend, or are either having difficulty getting around, or are simply focusing on family and career. The heart of the survey focuses on the types of events and activities our members want to see from us. The most popular items are Masonic education. A reminder to the 43% of you who made this the highest rated activity, we have our Fellowcraft Lodge of Instruction on June 11th. Guest speakers, socials, theater outings, and philanthropy and community outreach. This is a great guide for us as we put together a calendar of events for next year. We will most certainly continue the Lodges of Instruction, and we'll look to schedule some activities that fall outside the traditional Tuesday night lodge meetings. Additionally, we will look to invite outside speakers to our stated meetings and events to provide variety in person and message. One interesting outcome is the number of people interested in being a coach or an investigator. These are typically roles assigned by the master, but there has not been a formal way for interested brethren to step forward and volunteer, other than taking individual initiative. But we can change that. We will look into how to best give brethren a simple way to raise their hands to volunteer. Analyzing surveys is always interesting, but the most important part is often the comments, and we had some very useful and helpful ones. Some focused on how to be better able to support our brethren in need, or even to be aware that a brother needs assistance. Others praised our Masonic education nights. Some commented on the importance of keeping the lodge in top shape, while others felt our communication of events and activities could be better. All extremely valuable feedback for the entire officer line. In the near future, look for more details on next year. I'll be integrating all your great feedback into an activity and financial plan for 2020. I'll also start sharing plans as they develop for our 100th anniversary celebration, tentatively scheduled for Saturday, October 3rd, 2020. The date is already booked on the Grand Master Elect's calendar. Adam J. Hannon, Senior Warden. Masonic Education, Upcoming Lodge of Instruction by Worshipful Harry Burt. Calling all fellow craft masons, Fellow Craft Lodge of Instruction, Tuesday, June 11th, start 6:30 p.m. Following our successful Entered Apprentice Lodge of Instruction, plans are well underway for the Fellowcraft Lodge of Instruction. We have three speakers lined up. We are very lucky to have Brother Jonathan Hershon, Second Degree, of Academia Lodge No. 847, present his paper on sacred geometry. This is a very deep subject with many aspects. I am really looking forward to seeing which aspects Brother Hershon will be addressing. Worshipful Gary Sparks will address the ancient landmarks of Freemasonry, building on a talk he gave to our lodge and friends a couple of years ago, which went over particularly well, with calls for more talks like it. Brother David Kreutziger is busy researching the importance of secret signs and handshakes, going back to early Mesopotamian society. For those of you who have not been exposed to David's talks, You are in for a real treat. I just can't wait to see what he comes up with. I will top and tail the LOI by providing some opening remarks, tying the progressive science of masonry to the development of wisdom, and ending with a reading of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, with its through a glass darkly view of wisdom. After the event, we will go downstairs for a light meal and appropriate beverages to discuss what we have heard and how it fits into our personal Masonic journeys. This was a particularly successful part of the Entered Apprentice Lodge of Instruction, which we hope you will repeat and improve on. Birthdays and Anniversaries. Happy birthday, brothers. Harry G. Burt, Past Master, June 1st. John J. Mulhall, June 4th. Stephen P. Gallup III, June 5th. Philip L. McAllister, Sr., Past Master, June 5th. Roger G. Burt, June 10th. Gerald I. Hertz, June 10th. Reynold B. Dandan, June 12th. Robert S. Strohmeyer, June 15th. James P. Reno III, June 17th. B. Ryder Brose, June 18th. Theodore D. Zeller, June 18th. Franklin H. Schaffner, June 22nd. Gerald E. Patchen, June 23rd. Jeffrey A. Fessenoff, June 26th. Kenneth R. Crone, Past Master, June 27th. Scott D. Hale, June 27th. And Richard A. Kellogg, June 28th. Third Degree Anniversaries. Robert A. Richardson, June 30th, 62 years. Donald L. Hoskins, June 7th, 61 years. Max W. King, Past Master, June 9th, 46 years. William C. Armstrong, Past Master, June 14th, 44 years. Russell S. Kennedy, Past Master, June 24th, 42 years. Sheldon Winnick, June 19th, 40 years. William B. Simpson, June 30th, 40 years. Milton F. Brazzoni, June 26th, 35 years. Gary G. Charland, Past Master, June 8th, 20 years. David E. Pritchard, June 26th, 12 years. And Shane M. Simpson, June 17th, 4 years. Important upcoming dates. June 1st, Double Fellowcraft Degree. Join us as the past masters and officers of Akalani's Fellowship pass brothers Fraser Marshall and Harold Hastings to the degree of Fellowcraft. June 4th, Stated Meeting and Dinner. Be sure to join us for our monthly stated meeting. Refreshments will be served at 5:30 p.m. Dinner at 6:30 p.m. The stated meeting begins at 7:30 p.m. June 11th, Fellowcraft Lodge of Instruction. Following on the heels of our well-attended Entered Apprentice Lodge of Instruction in March, we will be holding a Fellowcraft Lodge of Instruction in June. A variety of speakers from Akalani's Fellowship and other lodges will be presenting enlightening perspectives on the second degree of Masonry. And that, friends and brethren, concludes the June 2019 Trestle Board for Akalani's Fellowship Lodge No. 480 in Lafayette, California. Once again, this is Adam Hannon, Senior Warden of Akalani's Fellowship Lodge, and I remind you to always act on the level and part on the square.